This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations on the great GCN Genesis Communications Network. Group of stations out there. We appreciate them for playing us and getting us out there and syndicating our show. Also, GCN Live, the website. And don't forget, we also are heard on selected Salem Media Group stations out there across the country, some of the larger markets of America. And then we're mixed in, just for good measure, on some of the leading independent stations, too, out there all around the countryside. And we appreciate all that. Plus, we're heard on the Internet. We're also heard on the satellite. So there you go. Whatever you need to get, you can get it any way you want. And, of course, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And a special shout out today to the ICCC drivers, CREET drivers, and the Schaefer trucking drivers out there. I hope you guys and gals are doing very well. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, to our FedEx and UPS drivers, to our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang hauling the mail all over the place for us to be able to get our mail delivered and received. And also, let's not forget the suicide jockeys out there hauling the gas and petroleum products. And without them, we would be going nowhere on a weekend. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. @CaptainsAmerica is our Twitter handle. And you can find us at our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch. Watch.com. All right, and let's go out to California, where he's probably basking in the steamy temperatures that they're going to have again today out there. And it's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
I see rain to your west. I see rain. I see rain to your west. Yep, not very far away, but I see rain to your west and a little bit to your north in a couple of spots.
Could very well be, yeah.
Yeah, because it looks like there's something coming in off the ocean right now, just above you and parallel to you. So there you go. Maybe you'll get lucky and get a reprieve, huh?
I think so. Looks like we got a high coming up of about 85 degrees in my area tomorrow, so we'll see.
Is that all?
Yeah, it's going to be hotter, I think, as you get more inland into the Riverside counties or San Bernardino, places like that, mm-hmm. A little further inland.
Well, you know why I said that, right? Because right now it's 85 degrees where I'm sitting in Tampa.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, right now. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Sure.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize the two words under God. Our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, back to the drawing board, I guess, Kyle, because a new survey of Republican primary voters finds that Ron DeSantis and Vivek Ramaswamy are tied for second place with 12% each, far behind Donald Trump's 48%.
Well, that's a really interesting poll result. Of course, Trump's still way out in the lead. But the fact that Ramaswamy is sort of closing the gap here and tying up, just, you know, for lack of a better term, with DeSantis, I think really speaks volumes. Here you have a businessman, is not very well-known politician of any kind, and yet he seems to be getting some traction with his message, it looks like.
He's making sense without going out there and trying to chastise somebody.
Well, exactly right. And one of the things that I think any of the candidates, whether they be Republican or Democrat at this point, Joe Biden or whomever, you know, I think people are looking for something to vote for, as opposed to somebody, you know, to voting only as a negative sort of thing. Because the things that we're experiencing right now, especially coming out of the pandemic, trying to find our way, get our footing economically and so forth, I think people don't want the drama. I think they want something to look forward to.
Well, here's the thing. We know that trying to placate Donald Trump, we talked about this yesterday, I might add, for not having endorsed his campaign yet, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy reportedly promised Donald Trump that the House would vote to expunge both of his impeachments before its recess in August. Now, the problem with that is it's unclear whether or not the expungement would receive enough votes to even pass.
Well, I think that's very right. Bringing all this back up again at this point and sort of going in that direction might be just more controversial, I think, than the GOP probably wants to have happen right now. And even so, let's just say they don't ever vote to expunge the impeachments. Trump is still going to make hay out of it. He'll say they impeached me twice and look what happened and it didn't work and they're still after me. I mean, and if they do vote to expunge the impeachments, he can still use that. So it's not really crucial, I think, to his campaign.
Well, pardon the pun, they trumped up a bunch of charges to throw him out there to see if anything would stick, because they are definitely trying to get him out of the race. And here comes the music in my ear, so we'll have to continue it on the other side of the break here. But, folks, this is a weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. We are coming right back, and we're going to let this here announcer guy take us to break. So don't go anywhere. This announcer guy is going to tell you all about what's coming up.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk hosts in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Before I get back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. Relief Factor is part of a daily regimen that I take every day. I start my day out with my first meal of the day, whatever time that happens to be, with a packet of Relief Factor, four little capsules, easy to take, that have turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in, which helps your body's natural response to inflammation, and it lowers or eliminates pain with whatever the problem you got going on, going straight to the source, and it also reduces inflammation. Now, it's 100% drug-free, which is great. 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, something you need anyway. It's almost like taking a vitamin pill. Now, I will tell you that for $19.95, you can get started with a three-week quick start. Go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time. Relieffactor.com/captain. That's the place to go. $19.95 and a three-week quick start. And in the words of Kyle Warren,
all you have to lose is pain.
$19.95 and a three-week quick start. Relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try. You're going to be glad you did. And take advantage of some of the other stuff that's over there, too. Now, you folks that were listening on our affiliate in Sarasota, AM 930, The Answer, you probably just heard a commercial for Mixon's Groveside Cafe and one of their sandwiches. I forget which one, but they advertise a bunch of their sandwiches. Well, on this Thursday coming up, this next Thursday, we're going to have the absolute very last, because they're closing on the 29th of this month. This is the 27th. We're going to be there. And we are going to have the very last Have Lunch with the Captain. We're encouraging everyone and anyone that can come out to have lunch with us from the local area and support the Mixons. And then what we're going to do is we're going to go outside and we're going to line up in front of the restaurant and line up in front of the store, rather, the storefront, And we're going to take a great big group picture of all of us, however many are there. Whether it's 5 or 15 or 50 or 150 or whatever, we're going to get all lined up and we're going to take a big picture saluting Mixon's Fruit Farm and Mixon's Groveside Cafe. So if you want to join us and be a part of that, next Thursday, I'll get there about 11 o'clock. I'll be there till about 1 or 1:30, and we're just going to have a good old time. And we'll sing Auld Lang Syne, so bring the tissues. We'll sing Auld Lang Syne as we meander out and away from Mixon's for the last time. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, you coming over for the special event?
Well, I really wish that I could, and but I'll be there in spirit. And boy, I got to tell you, that just that's almost too much right now, isn't it? To think about that.
Well, I thought about it when I had the opportunity to do something, and it's just the right thing to do because they are so special. They've helped so many people along the way, so many groups that have used their facility and their little meeting room to have meetings in the place out back. We've had a number of rallies out back, Tea Party Days and all that stuff, and they're just special people, and you want to do special things for special people, so there you go.
Absolutely.
Now, not to be outdone, but Vladimir Putin is warning Poland that any aggression that's taken against Belarus would be considered to be an attack on Russia. Now, what you're not hearing in that is that Belarus is playing a little game along the border with Poland, aren't they?
Right, right.
And it's getting a little bit tense there, and there's a little tit-for-tat stuff going on back and forth. And once again, Putin is warning that Ukraine could be invaded, and they could also occupy Poland if they had to. Well, I don't think they want to take on the Polish army. I really don't.
No, I don't think anybody would want to do that at this point, not only, of course, because of the formidable Polish army, but also because an attack on Poland would be an attack on NATO.
Mm-hmm.
And if Vladimir Putin wants to spin some yarn about, well, this part is really, you know, we can go occupy this, or he's also somehow afraid that somehow Poland could come into Ukraine as well and occupy some strategic area. So this may be Vladimir Putin getting a little more desperate and a little more unhinged about things.
So Ukraine's got a bunch of drones, and they're using them in various areas, both on this side of the border and the other side of the border, if you will. And inspired by that, Taiwan has launched their own drone blitz to counter China.
Well, that's exactly right. So they're trying to use the same kind of idea because they're watching this happen over in Ukraine. And of course, Taiwan's always on alert. They're always waiting, and their airspace is violated on a regular basis. And we don't know exactly when China may make some move, but they've made it clear that they want to reunify, quote unquote, with Taiwan. So it just may be a matter of time.
Now, a large majority of Americans have strong reservations about artificial intelligence and the emergence of it as becoming something that would be used on a regular day basis. And Joe Biden actually made a joke about it when he came in the door for one of those conference meetings. And he says, "I am the AI."
Right. Well, you know. And, you know, just down the hall, Kamala Harris could be heard saying, well, that's two letters, you know. but then he gave his speech, right, where he's talking about some of these companies that are going to voluntarily try to, you know, what he called responsibly innovate with all this, saying AI could be a threat, and not his words exactly, but there could be some issues, but also there are many opportunities Biden was talking about. And then, Captain, the very, very interesting thing happened when he was done talking, he sort of turned and walked away. One of the reporters was shouting the question about the Chinese hacking of the emails and so forth, but he just sort of went out the door and kind of looked around, not quite knowing exactly where he was going. He said something, it was inaudible, and then he sort of went off his merry way. Very concerning.
Now, Alabama was ordered the other day by the Supreme Court to create a black majority congressional district because of some irregularities that they found there. And then the Democrats came back and said, oh, no, we want two. We want two black congressional districts where it's predominantly black. And Alabama said, nope, not going to do it. You get the one, that's it, period.
Well, that's right. So now this is being billed as Alabama going against a Supreme Court decision, basically. There's an order by the Supreme
Court.
Wouldn't
be the first time.
So, right. So we'll see where all this goes in the, you know, here in the near future, because it's not going to, it's not just going to stop. There's another chapter to this. Watch out.
Now, you live in California, right?
Right.
Would you take a walk around the block after dark?
I would, in my area, of course I would. But there are many areas in California, especially some of the, obviously, the big cities, where that's not quite something you want to do, especially in San Francisco, which has steadily declined. And if you live in the city of San Francisco, I would say you have to be careful. You have to be extremely careful. And, of course, I'll say this as well. Now, wherever you go, you always need to be you need to be aware in this day and age.
Now, the California Democrats that run the show out there are attempting to eradicate gender terms such as wife and husband from federal laws. What exactly is it they're trying to replace that with?
Well, they're going to be replacing it with married couple or person who has been but is no longer married. And references to one man and one woman would also be eliminated, we understand, and simply replaced with things like two people as spouses.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, in contracts or deeds or things like that, it's usually done in the former way.
Yeah, now very quickly, because we're coming up on a break here, the IRS is warning people against the summer email scam, the wave that's going on out there right now from the IRS, which is not legitimate. And there's another one that's out there, too, about Social Security saying, click on here to get your benefits and find out how much money's in your account and this, that, and other, and all that sort of stuff. That is another scam, because Social Security is not going to contact you by email.
Well, that's right. The IRS.
Neither is the IRS, either. By the way.
Yeah, they're gonna contact you in writing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Bottom of the hour coming up. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more. And this here announcer guy is doing so good, we're going to have him take us to break again.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1 week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The head of Health and Human Services is defending the treatment that illegal immigrant children receive after they cross into Texas.
We don't cage them. We provide them with all the care that they deserve. We provide them with the kind of medical attention you would want for your child.
Secretary Javier Becerra told a conference of elected Latino officials this month that kids in their custody go through trauma before they make it to the border. A new report's critical of the care the children get once they're in custody, citing one 8-year-old girl who died. The Trump Organization is settling a lawsuit filed against it by former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen. At a hearing Friday, lawyers for both sides announced an agreement on a settlement had been reached. Cohen had sued the Trump Organization for $1.3 million over unpaid legal fees. Terms of the settlement were not disclosed. The settlement came as the civil trial was scheduled to begin Monday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Here, there are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and WoundCare.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
Let me tell you something, folks. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg, Florida, on 38th at 66th. They, because of what they found out about me and what was going on, they literally saved my life. And they are that good that if you're not getting anywhere where you're going to the people you're seeing, that you need to get a hold of them. 727-896-4615 on the phone number. But it's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. Get a hold of them and schedule an appointment. And you'll be glad you did. You really will be glad you did. No problems there. Okay, and something I'm going to get out of here real quick before we go back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. James up in Valdosta, Georgia, just let me know that we have a bad truck accident northbound on I-75 between the 16 and 18 mile markers up there. And apparently, there's a big slowdown, a big mess going on. So if you're headed northbound on I-75 north of Valdosta, between 16 and 18, northbound lane. A major truck accident up there. Please be careful. And if you can avoid it, you might want to jump off on the two lane and run it around and then get on further up the line. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, thank you to James for doing that. Now, here we go again with the government getting involved in your business, right? The U.S. is planning new water heater standards. I guess that goes along with the gas stoves, right? And says that they will save consumers $11 billion.
Well, that's right. We understand that we haven't seen any of these new water efficiency standards or water heater standards for about the past 13 years when it comes to this. And so what they're going to be doing is most of the common-sized electric water heaters are going to have efficiency gains with their heat pump technology. And, of course, also gas-fired water heaters are also going to have to become more efficient as well. But, you know, Captain, there's a huge push to get rid of natural gas in homes for stoves. I guess the next thing would be to come after your water heater at that point. Most people have a water heater that uses gas to heat the water.
You know, if they're smart, they don't have it cranked up all the way either because it costs you a fortune for that, right?
Well, sure it does. Sure it does. But water heaters aren't inexpensive. You know, I replaced my water heater several months back, and but it needed to be done, and that's just one of the things that you have to do. But and of course, they're more efficient now mm-hmm. than they were, say, 10 years ago.
Okay, well, never say never, right, when it comes to the weather?
Right.
We just got a heat advisory from my area here in Florida. From 11 a.m. this morning to 7 p.m. tonight, the heat index values could be up to 109 degrees. That's not the actual temperature. That's the heat index. Portions of the southwest and west central Florida are included in this from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Hot temperatures, high humidity may cause heat illnesses to occur. A lot of the senior citizens can't go out in this kind of weather because they can't breathe.
Well, that's exactly right. So what you want to do, especially if you have neighbors who are elderly, check on them. Find out if there are any centers in the area, if you don't have air conditioning, that allow you to come in and will provide air conditioning. There's a lot of times those things will pop up. But also you want to make sure you're drinking plenty of water and be as cool as you can be.
Now, I haven't said anything about this until right now, and I figure this is a good time to mention it. Tony Bennett passed away, long, long, long life, 96. He had that voice that just kind of stuck with you. And, of course, I remember him from his days over on the East Coast before he left his heart in San Francisco when he did a lot of things on the national television networks. And I think he even had his own show for a while out of New York.
Well, Tony Bennett just transcended so much of music, music genres, music fans, you know, in most recent years working with the likes of Lady Gaga, for example, and just being an icon. And the tributes are pouring in. They've just been pouring in from people like Elton John and others who just were very influenced by Tony Bennett in one way or another. And he was a class act, Captain, and he was also very socially minded, socially responsible. He was, I think, taken to task when he served in the military for not adhering to some of the segregation policies at that time. And so Tony Bennett was somebody who could sing. His voice just stayed great throughout the years, and he's a great loss.
Now, a Harvard law professor, whose name I don't have, you might have it, has urged the Biden administration to restrain the MAGA justices.
That's right. You got to restrain those MAGA justices, don't you? Well, this is interesting. Evidently, there are the notion here is that if the Supreme Court were to come out with a decision that the Biden administration doesn't agree with, in other words, thinks that, well, they mm-hmm. got it wrong on this. It's not constitutional, but they're advising them to basically go against that.
Mm-hmm.
This is really something, Captain, that would set up a real showdown, don't you think?
Well, they forget about the three branches of government. And by the way, neither one has control over the other one. They're all supposed to work together. And for some Harvard law professor to say, well, Mr. President, you've got to restrain the Supreme Court justices. Guess what? It's not going to happen. It's not in the cards. They can't do it.
Well, this is, I think, more, you know, sort of political, mumbo jumbo.
But somebody somewhere amongst the youth of America that's at a college is believing that they can do this, and they can't.
Well, of course they can't. But and it's like, well, you can't forgive the student loans, but who cares? We'll tell them that anyway, so they'll vote for us. It's along those lines. It also sows more dissension because the Supreme Court is supposed to be the final word. If you have administration or other states or people like that that simply say, we don't recognize your authority as the Supreme Court, co-equal branch of government, that can cause some real problems.
Now, the water temperature in the Gulf of Mexico is currently around 91 degrees off my coast right here right now. That's very warm, right?
Sure.
But you go down south to the Florida Keys, and it's been as warm as 95 degrees, especially around the coral reefs down there, which scientists are warning the coral reefs are getting so hot, they're already bleaching as the water temperatures are hitting record highs down there.
That's right. They're losing their color much earlier than they typically would, from what we understand. So obviously, you know, the coral reefs are living things, right? They're made up of little tiny organisms, and if they start going, then you know that you've got some real climate issues on your hands. That's for sure.
30 seconds. How come the Trump trial date's going to be a major setback for the Biden DOJ? Why is that?
Well, that's President Donald Trump. He's saying that it's going to be a major setback for them, but certainly hitting right there in May, Captain, is going to be much more of a problematic issue for Donald Trump. If he's able to beat the charges, then that's one thing, but if he gets convicted on even just one of them, it's right smack dab there in the primary season, heading into the convention time. It would not be a good thing for Donald Trump at all.
No. And when you get that in the middle of the primary season, it's going to affect the vote in one way or another. It may even stop people from going out to vote because they've said, that's it, I've had it.
Well, you said it exactly right. That's the problem. How are they going to respond to more drama? That's the question.
Well, speaking of drama, we got to take a break. You hang on. Folks, we'll be back with our second Truckers Highway and Bible Report of the morning. And we will have one more after this, especially after we got this information about this big truck wreck on I-75 North, Valdosta, Georgia, between the 16 and the 18-mile marker. Traffic's all backed up. And it's a big old mess. So try to avoid the area if you can. If you can. In the meantime, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
group there, Mr. Kyle. This was your idea, remember?
No, that's Night Ranger, yeah.
And that's Don't Tell Me You Love Me. Now, I've never heard that song before, and I don't really remember the group Night Ranger, but when were they around?
Well, they were
are they still?
Probably back, you know, to be honest, I don't know. I seem to recall that song back from the mid to late 80s. They were real famous. Everybody else will recognize this one, though. They were famous for a song called Sister Christian. Mm-hmm. And that was more of like a power ballad. So this is far from that. But the little halftime thing that they do in there is kind of cool. So that's good.
Hmm. Okay. Well, take it away and tell me how hot it is out there by you.
All right. Well, it's hot. It's hot. It's really hot, and it's going to stay hot, unfortunately. And we're not trying to joke about it, folks, because this is a real, real problem for a lot of people all throughout the American Southwest, Southern California, the high desert, of course, leading out towards Las Vegas, and up through the Central Valley. Our friends all through Nevada, of course, under heat advisories as well. Our friends in Salt Lake City, excessive heat warning. Heat advisories in southern Idaho and also parts of southern Oregon, southeastern Oregon, basically, and also most of eastern Montana, starting from about Billings on over to the borders with North and South Dakota, have heat advisories there. Could go on through at least Monday. Temperatures could be upwards of 100 to 103 degrees, so you want to be careful if you're heading out that way. And then, of course, also down in the southwest, Arizona, Tucson, Arizona right now, in the middle of the night, it's 89 degrees. Let's take a look at Phoenix here real quick. They're coming in at 99 degrees. Las Vegas Strip, Captain, 100 degrees. You want to be careful there. This is all going to be with us throughout the weekend, folks. So be careful. Make sure you got your coolant right, your coolant levels. Be sure you're drinking plenty of water. Stay in the AC and check on your neighbors.
Well, as I told you, folks, right here where I'm at in Tampa, Florida, it's 85 degrees with clear skies, and we've got a heat index advisory from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. for temperatures that could be as high as 109 degrees. That's the feels-like temperature. So if you don't have to go out and do anything outdoors today, you might want to not do it, or at least do it early on in the morning and be in by noontime, certainly, because it's going to really be a scorcher down here in my area, and I can see the heat indexes now, then the warning's starting to show up. Now, we have moved the heat at least over further to the east. We do have some areas north, south, east, west, where there is no heat advisory at the moment, but there is the possibility for some severe thunderstorms and rain because you've got some cooler air meeting with the warmer air, and that, of course, is never a good sign for when it comes to bad thunderstorms. But moving up, looking across Texas, let's see here, I-10, I-35, you've got heat index warnings, as well as Houston's included in this, Beaumont, Galveston, on down almost to the valley, but not quite, and over to Eagle Pass and up towards Austin and San Antonio, but not into the Metroplex today in Dallas, at least not yet anyway. And then the lower part of Louisiana to include New Orleans and I-12, Baton Rouge. I like saying it that way, Kyle, because that's the French pronunciation. But anyway, then you've got I-10 a little bit north and a little bit south there in Louisiana, coming across, as I said, to New Orleans and then Mississippi, and then I-10 across Alabama, Mobile, Pensacola, over to Tallahassee, over to Big Bend, and South Florida is under a high heat advisory right now, again, coming across from West Palm to Naples. It's going to be there, and it is what it is. And then, of course, we have the Northeast, where there are some unsettled weather conditions, might have some rain up there. We'll see. But could happen. And other than that, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and the Flying J, please.
All right, folks, don't forget you can check out the good people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers at pilotflyingj.com, because they're the largest operator of travel centers in the United States of America. You can pull on in, you can get your fuel, you can get your supplies, you can get something cold to drink, especially in this hot weather, and you can find them very easily simply by going to pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function to find the Pilot Flying J Travel Center nearest you.
You betcha. And, of course, you know, a nice cold drink and the deli that they've got and all the great things that they have to offer, it's a tremendous opportunity for you. And believe me when I tell you, you could do a lot worse than those campers and those motorhomes, the RVs. They got a place for you to pull in there, and they usually have a spot where you can park. So it's all good, right, Kyle?
Well, it really is, and they're always making great improvements. In fact, they've invested a lot of money all across their different locations in different capacities to make sure that they're making it the best place it can be. And they've listened to truckers, Captain, as well about this, and they're really doing a lot of great new things.
Absolutely, as they say in the business. And, of course, the thing about it, folks, is when we'll be coming back after the top of the hour break here, your stations get a chance to identify themselves. And don't forget, coming up next Thursday, we'll be at Mixon's Fruit Farm for the very last lunch we're going to have there because they're closing on the 29th. And we're going to be there with our group. And anybody else wants to show up, we'd like to make it a big bash and a big going-away party. We're going to sing Auld Lang Syne, going to get Janet and Dean in a mix of it. Bring your tissues with you and be prepared to have a big old group picture out in front of Mixon's Fruit Farm with all of us standing there just saluting them one last time.
Well, that's going to be a very powerful moment, certainly. And there's been so many great years of you being there at Mixon's and mm-hmm. all the gang coming and everything. It's just and it's going to be bittersweet, I know. So I know, as you said, you bring the tissues. There's going to be tears, I'm sure.
They were the first place to open up to the Tea Party groups when we were looking for places to have rallies and whatnot, the first place. And I can remember when Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, and myself, we were the two principal speakers up there with some of the local people that were there, and we combined all the different tea parties up there one day to have a big old rally. We had a lot of people there, and we've had a lot of large nights there as well, back there in the pavilion as well as out front. And it's just a great place, great family place. It will be missed, but maybe they'll come back with something almost as good or better. We'll see.
Well, exactly right. It'll be a new chapter, but the great memories of Mixon's Groveside Cafe and all this is just going to be really something.
You betcha. All right, I do hear the music coming up in my ear, so you hang on there, Kyle. Folks, we'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch coming right up after the stations that you're listening to get a chance to identify themselves and do all that good stuff that they like to do. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.